My guest today, Amanda Cook, talk about her brand new album, Changes. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Amanda Cook, for being available. To the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard a song from my guest today. The name of the tune is Look Me Up by The Ocean Door. It's on a brand new album, Changes, which is on Mountain Fever, and it's by Amanda Cook, one of my favorite people to chat with and listen to. How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing good. Good to be with you.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we chatted. We did a show several years ago, and it just, for whatever reason, we just haven't caught up. I saw you physically a couple years ago, didn't have time to chat, but now you got this new album, Changes. And when was it released? Just recently made available?
October the 14th.
Yeah, okay.
So it's brand new.
It's brand new. And you had did you have kind of a release party somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Friday night, the 14th, we were at the Down Home in Johnson City. And then Saturday night, we were at Old Smoky in Gatlinburg.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it greatly. And as soon as I thought about it, I thought, well, I need to speak to Amanda about this album. There's 10 cuts on the album. They're all great songs. There's a lot of different ones. Just the title alone, I mentioned to this you off the air this song, and you told me who wrote it, but I wanted you to explain to me Look Me Up by The Ocean Door, which is the song we let off. It's the third cut on the album. It's the one we let off for today. So if you want to get into that, we'll just kind of talk about the album and certain songs, and then we'll just talk in general about what you're doing right now in music. So tell me a little bit about the song the audience just heard, Look Me Up by The Ocean Door.
Well, we were on our way to Michigan last year, and my best friend and banjo player, Caroline, put it up on the Bluetooth, and she just came across it in her phone. And I said, oh, my gosh, you know, I love that song. It's by the Cox family. It's one of my favorite songs they did. And I said, we should totally do that song. And she goes, well, that's kind of why I played it. You know, we're always looking for material. And I said, oh, this is going to be great. And then when we were in the studio, we ran it just to, you know, got warmed up to get it recorded, and it hit. I mean, it was just, it's such a fun song to sing and play, and it was kind of a no-brainer, but it's one of those classic bluegrass stories, you know, of I'm going to leave you because you're not doing me right.
That's
and
right.
You can come look me up. Look me up if you change your mind.
You're traveling away, and the song, I think it heads to New Orleans or some travel. There's always travel involved in it.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's it. Yeah, basically that's it. And you do wonderful. I love your voice, and I haven't heard it so long on a new album. Of course, it's brand new, but I love listening to you singing because you really make the lyrics. You put a special touch on lyrics. We're going to talk about a couple of the songs we won't necessarily play for the audience, but you do that so well. Your voice is so, evokes whatever you're trying to, it gets the message across is what I'm clumsily trying to say, is your voice gets the point across.
Well, thanks.
Whether it's about somebody running away or whether it's about, you know, any number of things, the very first song on the album, Another History, or Another Highway This Time, I can't read my, Another Highway This Time. Again, that's another, you got, well, it's not really going away, but it's got trains and rivers and Another Highway This Time, kind of, it's another one of those traveling kind of songs, very upbeat tune.
Yeah, and that one is very special to myself, the band. It's that was a very special track for us because, you know, that was our first single off the album, and it was absolutely dedicated, you know, to our guitar player and friend Aaron Frosty Foster.
Oh,
and
yeah, sure.
When he passed, Tom Yutz reached out to me. I know that, you know, he knows me so well. He knew that I was going to need a song to just have that piece of Frosty on the record. And he wrote, him and Mark Fain wrote that track, and it just perfectly describes what our life was with him, you know, traveling on the road and everything.
Yeah, you know, and he was a great guy. And how long ago was that? Now, I get, and I say that because of COVID, I get years mixed up, but how long ago was it?
Then?
A couple of years?
He passed away last February,
That's right.
2021.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we already got a year in between it. And Tom Yutz, if Tom would call me and say, you need a song, Tom is one of my all-time favorite songwriters. Mm-hmm. The guy can write a song about anything, the description part if he wants to, and he also does a lot of songs that have some historical significance.
He
loves the Civil War. I mean, he's got a new album, I think, coming out with Tim Stafford soon about that.
Yes.
Yeah. And just, so that's great. It's a great, the song that I just most recently played on the show was the last cut on the album, Lay Me to Rest, which I don't know that I've heard your voice that, you know, that pushed. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I originally wanted to cut that in the key of A. And when we got in, Aaron Ramsey, you know, he always produces with us on our projects and engineers. And he said, I think you should cut that in B. And I was like, really, Aaron? That's really pushing it to the edge. He goes, no, he's like, it needs it. He needs a little gravel to it. And I was like, okay.
There you go.
And, so sometimes you just got to do what what the band wants.
I've just never heard you push one that, what we're talking about, the people listening, it's just it's a powerful, and you also, your range is higher than probably on any other song on this album. Yes. And it's really, you think, she's going to make it. And she does. She kills it.
So.
let's then, we're going to talk about a few more songs before we're done. I want to talk about when you say the Another History this time, Another Highway This Time came to you from Tom. I'm always curious about the selection of songs. There's 10 cuts on this, and we're going to talk about the other songs as we go through this. But so 10, how do you get it down to 10 when you have people like Tom Hughes saying you're going to need a song about this?
It is really hard. I think that is, for me, the hardest part of putting a project together is bringing it down to a 10 to 12 track album. Especially me, I love ballads. I love slow, pretty ballads, and I've always said one day I'm going to be brave enough to just do a vanity project of nothing but ballads, just for me to have, you know.
A vanity project. I like that.
Yeah, you know, just for me to have it, you know.
You could probably do one. You could probably go do one, yeah, but.
I would love it, yeah. That is the hardest part, is finding that balance of, you know, up tempo, medium tempo, and things that I really want to connect, you know, I have to connect with them. You know, you alluded to that. If I'm not really connected with a song, it's not going to convey. And so I've got so much great music. And we've had songs that we've went into pre-production and worked them up. And it just didn't, everybody's just looking at me like, this is such a great song, but you're not delivering it because you're not really into it. And I think I have a little, especially with Changes, this record, every song, there's a little piece, you know, there's a piece of the year and the things that we went through in that album and every project I've done.
Okay.
You know, I have
that's
little
good.
Things, like Easter eggs, as I like to call them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, even in Ready for a Bluer Sky. I mean, that's got to be, okay. Well, I didn't mean to direct you to that, but that's the third cut on the album. And it's like you said, there's pieces of the year you went through. There's Ready for a Bluer Sky. I don't know what meaning that's supposed to put across, but I would think that it means what we all, maybe it's not. I mean, I would read into this as a listener. It doesn't have to be what you meant or what you're trying to convey, but to me it's like better, we're ready for, I don't know, better times.
Better days.
Okay, all right, good. Mm-hmm. That's what I think Blue Skies mean, but it's a beautiful song. Nice up-tempo. You have a lot of up-tempo things, which brings me to this. Don't let me forget to ask about all the people playing on it, because I want to do that. But I want you to also, right before we went on the air, I was listening, as I get ready to do these interviews, I listen, and as it was time to call, I was listening to Stars, which is the sixth cut on the album. And it is the most, it's the most different musically than anything else on the album that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it goes back to Frosty again, that there's a lot of pieces of him on this record. There was no way to do a project after his passing. I mean, I thought that he would do every record with me going forward. You know, that's how close we all were. And so we were going to Atlanta a couple years before 2019. We were going through Atlanta, and that came, Stars was originally done by Mountain Heart. It was written by Jeff Parton, and it came up on the radio, you know, came up on the Bluetooth, and I said, oh, I've always loved this song. I would love to cut it. And Frosty looked over there at me and he goes, well, why don't you do it? You know, if you feel it, like you've got tears in your eyes listening to it, why don't you cut the song? And I said, well, maybe one day I will. You know, and I'd mentioned to Jeff years before that I, you know, love the song and I'd love to cut it. And so after Frosty passed, after the weeks of being at home, I decided, well, you know, it's time. I've got to kind of get back to work. And so I was driving across the mountain from, I live in Fancy Gap, driving over to Willis, Virginia, to go to Mount Fever to work. Stars came up just randomly in my car, you know, and I cried all the way across that mountain.
That's a sign. That's a sign, don't you think?
Yeah. Yes. And days on end, you know, I listened to that song. And so it had to have a spot. I knew that was something, okay, this, you know, somebody's trying to tell me something. Yeah. I felt so much peace at the same time, all the tears, but I felt so much peace from that song because it is about, you know, it's about what's going to happen when we pass and these wonderful things we're going to see and that peace that it gave me. So it is the most unusual track on there because it doesn't really match. And I've had other folks say that to me, but it is 100%. It had to be on the record.
Well, they shouldn't all be the same. Then you're just making the same. Then you wind up with some people, I would call it like, oral, you wear someone's ears out if everything's the same tempo and the same thing.
Yeah.
So you mix them up well, but that is still even saying that it's the most, even the chords and the music and the way the song starts out very slowly and the voice comes in later. It's gorgeous. And I was listening to it as we connected here for today. And that's why it was uppermost in my mind. It's absolutely beautiful. Let me ask you before I forget too, who's playing on the album? Who would you travel with? And who's on this album so we make sure everybody gets credit? You talked a little bit about the production.
Yeah, so this is the touring band. You know, I've really, you know, we've had that every year. We went in to do a project. We've always wanted to have the full touring band. And this project, it's Caroline Van Lierop, started the band with me. We're going into 10 years together.
Wow.
Caroline's on banjo and singing harmony. And then her husband, Troy Boone, who was in the band Sideline for years, he came into the band in early, I guess that was early 2019, middle of 19. And he's on mandolin and harmony vocals. And then George Mason, fiddle player.
George has
been with me from almost the beginning.
Okay.
And then Josh Fall on upright bass and harmony vocals. And Josh has been with me and Caroline from almost the beginning. And then Brady Wallen came in 2021, about middle of the year, to come in on lead guitar. Mm-hmm. And he's singing some harmony too. So the album, you know, is recorded with that band. And this is the band that, you know, we're touring with now. It's real special, you know, putting that album together with the six of us. You know, it solidified us as a band going through what we went through.
Yeah.
And you know, and now we're all really so close. I know a lot of bands say that, but I think people see us out on the road and then they really realize just, you know, I've got my old pack of weirdos.
You know, I'm talking to Amanda Cook about her new album, Changes, on Mountain Fever, and I'm enjoying this immensely. So this feature it's really nice. They have a great band, and you do, and you have a great sound. But how much sweeter it is if you actually like each other?
Right.
You know, you don't have to, but if you do, it's like, wow, that's even an extra special part of your life.
It is. And we're all integrated in one another's families. You know, Troy and Caroline have a little girl. She's, she's part of my family. You know, my kids look at all of my band members like they're brothers and sisters. You know, that's, you know, especially my youngest, my Ethan, you know, him and Troy, you know, they act a lot alike. It's just because we're in each other's lives a lot, you know.
Hey, listen, let me, so we have the band members, we've talked about some of the songs, we're going to talk about some more of them too, but you must have a tour schedule, or how do people find out how to get the music, and how do they find out how to follow you if you have appearances lined up?
So the easiest way, AmandaCookBluegrass.com, I've got a great manager that keeps our schedule up to date, and the Bands in Town app, I think people use that. Okay. I personally never used it, but it's linked to the website, so every time she puts in a date, it goes out.
And I get emails about that all the time, and yeah. I forget ever signing up for it, but I'll get something and think, well, why do I get this? Well, that's it. I signed up for it. Okay. All right,
yep.
Makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, and anywhere music is sold. So any digital platform or the website, you can get albums, or mountainfever.com, you know, anywhere that, you know, digital music is available, you can get the album.
And I think that the people should know this, in addition to this very busy schedule that you now have in this great new album, you now work for Mountain Fever. Is that new since the last time I saw you?
Well, I moved to Virginia in 2019, and I came up here with the purpose of, you know, I was a producer and an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up here to just work in the studio, and now it's evolved into so much more. I'm head of operations. I'm running operations at Mountain Fever now.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And I still do some studio projects. I still go in and work with some bands. But, it just turned into the years of working at the bank, you know, it's come full circle now.
Okay. I see what you mean. Well, let's do this, and I want you to introduce Carried Away. And I don't know if we've talked about it. That's the second cut on the album. Give a little intro to that. We'll play that, and then I'll come back and talk to you some more before I let you go. So if you could tell the audience a little bit about the second cut on the album, Changes, I'm talking to Amanda Cook. Give us a little intro for Carried Away, and I'll play that for them.
All righty. Yeah, I had reached out to Paula Breedlove for material. You know, I talked with her in years past and not had quite found the song yet. And she and Brad Davis had written Carried Away, and she sent that to me. And I knew immediately. It was just that hard-driving bluegrass that I've kind of been known for. You know, I've got to have one of those really barn burner songs.
Oh, yeah.
And then when she sent me that track, I knew immediately this has got to go. And it's done really well.
Uh-huh.
Like, folks really like that screaming fast bluegrass.
They do. Yeah. They do. Well, you mentioned Tom Utes. You mentioned Paula Burr. All these great songwriters you have tapped into. So what a good opportunity you have. Everybody you've mentioned so far, I've heard of. I haven't talked that I've heard of them, but I remember, I know Paula, and I know of her music, and we're going to play right now for the audience, Carried Away, and then I'll come back and talk to Amanda Cook, who is my guest today, which I'm so happy for. So let's play Carried Away from the Changes album. All right, there it was. As Amanda described, Carried Away, great song. We've talked about several of the songs on the album, and we're going to talk about another one. We'll lead up to another one before we leave here, but there's so many great, I told you before we went on the air, there's a song in here called Ohio. You have mm-hmm. two songs on here that are one word. One is star, one is stars, which is just weird because it doesn't happen that often because you can't always get your point across. But Ohio, as I told you, I'm right across the river from Ohio in Kentucky, and Clinton County is mentioned in the song right away, and I had to rethink, is this about Clinton County, Wilmington area that I'm familiar with for all kinds of different reasons? And it does touch on that part of it. So, and it's another one of those songs where somebody's moving or somebody's leaving Tennessee to Clinton County back and forth. So let's just talk about that a little bit, and then we'll move on to something else.
Well, Tom, you know, Tom hit it, you know, he knocked it out of the park again. You know, Tom sends me songs that he knows. Tom and I have worked together on every record I've done with Mountain Fever. And he knows that's what I love about him. He's so intuitive with the artists that he works with because he knows them. And he knows I love a good story. I love a good story song. And those three stories, those three verses, those are real people that Tom researched. Those are true stories. And the demo was gorgeous. So it was really just kind of already put together. There wasn't a whole lot of changing, really, which I do a lot of that on songs, demos. I usually take it and change it quite a bit, but Ohio was pretty much just as the demo was. It didn't need anything different. And it turned out to be the band actually collectively, that's their favorite. One of their favorite songs on the album.
Well, I like it. I like it. I had a star by my current favorite, and I tell people all the time, this will change tomorrow. I'll find another favorite. But my current favorite coming into this hour is back to my home. I don't know why it is. It just happened to start. I was intrigued by stars. I like it. But I have a star on my nose, which indicates that's my current favorite
that's
song.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, that's that. Well, let's touch on that a little bit. It's got some of those elements that most bluegrass tunes have.
Well, Troy wrote that song and had written two songs for this album, and he brought them at the time. He brought them to pre-production. We already had a whole list of songs. But I switched gears, you know, and again, it's connecting to it. He was driving down I-40 through Tennessee, and the song came to him. He pulled over on the, you know, the welcome center or whatever rest area, and he wrote the song.
Yeah.
It's just your perfect bluegrass description of home, places, cabins, mom and dad.
All of it. All of it's in there.
Yep.
All of it's in you. And every time it still hits me. Every time.
Fresh. Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. You always want to go back to that, back to your home or back to what your memories were of your home. And everybody still has some of those to go back to where we have generations that haven't experienced that way as the song or more of a southern way. And I'm in Kentucky, as I tell people, and I've always been just south of Cincinnati, but all of my roots are in Kentucky, and all the people in the family that played music were down in Kentucky. So I still have that connection. But, yeah, I love those songs. I absolutely love those songs.
Mm-hmm.
We teased them a little bit with a tune we're going to play here in a minute. The only tune that we haven't talked about as I'm looking here thinking about it is the number 7, Walk the Way of the Light.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Then I'm going to have you – we've talked a little bit about Ready for a Bluer Sky. We're going to have you introduce that one in a minute, but – I think the last thing we haven't touched on is Walk the Way of the Light.
Yeah, again, Troy wrote that and brought it to that pre-production session. And it's, to me, it doesn't sound like a blue. It doesn't sound like a gospel song, you know. And I like to do that, too. I like to give people those, you know, wait a minute. I have to really listen to this to pay attention to see. But it's a gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got, to me, it's got those touches of, like, Carrie Hassler and Hard Rain. And so as soon as I heard it, I was, ooh, yes. And she's one of my favorite artists. It's just got that really really droning kind of, you know, minory sound, but at the same time, it's got a great message, you know. It's a gospel song.
I love it. I love it when musicians talk music, minory sound and all that. I know what you're saying. I can hear it. I couldn't define it. But I get it when you say it. I don't think we've talked about things that matter the most. And parenthetically, in my mind, it just happens because that's where the lyric is. But that's a song that I do enjoy. I want to touch on that lightly. I know you got other things to do. Talk about that song, the things that matter the most. Because to me, yeah, I think that's probably correct. And the song speaks. And like I said, the rest of the sentence is things that matter the most. And then the song just happen.
Right, and that's the thing, you know, we all, through 2020, all through, you know, going out of the pandemic, are we still in it, you know, all of these things, you know, we all found that we were, you know, the hustle and bustle of working and doing and trying to do and make and achieve, you know, and really, I found personally during all the things that we went through and losing Frosty and all that, all of the things that we're really trying to work really hard for and do, most of the time it just really kind of happens the way it's supposed to, you know, and that's really kind of what that song means to me, you know, all this worry and frustration and things that we went through, we ended up right where we were supposed to be.
Well, I agree with you. Your voice went up in a question on it, but I agree with that. But I think this too, don't you think this is part of it, is that we have to be ready for it.
Right.
We have to be in a position to recognize that the things that matter the most that just happened are in fact happening. We have to be ready to be able to say, this is what I was really looking for, and recognizing
that
it comes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So we talked a little bit earlier about Ready for a Bluer Sky. I want you to introduce that, and then I'll let you go because you're a band. You work at Mountain Fever. It's late in the day. And so do a little intro. We've already talked about the song, but Ready for a Bluer Sky. I'll play that one, and then I will say goodbye to you. And thank you so much for it. So do that.
Well, Becky Buller. I mean, do I need to really say anything else? I mean, Becky Buller is a longtime friend of mine, and she was on my very first record. She came in and played Clawhammer, and she reached out and she said, "Hey, I kind of found out you're pulling material. Can I send you a file?" And that was another time that was so incredibly difficult to only take one song, because I could have done her entire demo. Like, I could have done all 12 songs she sent me. They were all incredible. And her and Theo McMillan wrote Runners for Bluer Sky, and again, it just fits with everything else on the record. It's such an incredible song, and it's the first time I've ever done a cut where I sing before the music comes in. I've never done that before. Okay. So it's just me, it's just a vocal intro. There's no intro with the band. Mm. But again, it's one of those, like, we're all ready for good, better times. Yeah. We're all ready for the bluer sky. So it's perfect.
And I'll just, we'll play that song, and I'll say goodbye to Amanda Cook, who's been nice enough to chat about her new album, Changes, on Mountain Fever. But let me just tell you this. Becky Buller and I, began my service on the IBMA board at the same time she was there. And then I just got to know her. And I'll just tell you this, and I would tell her this to her face. She's so nice it almost makes me sick.
I know.
So you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, come on, can you do this? Can you just be there? And she is that nice, and she's talented. I love her to death. And But, yeah, that's the way she is all the time, 24-7. She's Becky Buller, and she's always ready to smile and find the best out of everything. So no wonder it's such a great song. All right, well, Amanda, you take care of yourself. I hope to see the band out somewhere. I'll keep up on your website to know where you're going to be.
We got to get to Kentucky. I want to play Kentucky.
Sure, you got to. Yes. And I'll find you then. So let's play then for the audience, Ready for a Bluer Sky, which we've talked about twice, and we'll play that. And then I'll say goodbye to Amanda Cook right now. And thanks so much for taking time for Unreal Bluegrass.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
I'll see you. Bye.